you know, we're occupied with God in His perspective, in God's program for our lives. So life in the Spirit has a lot to do with our mindset. And that's what Paul's saying. It's where we put our mind and what we focus on, the things that we want to put into our mind. And, you know, whatever our minds are set upon will determine to a large degree of how we are doing in our Christian walk. The things we watch, the things we do, the things, you know, all these things that we do in life make a difference in how we act or how we react, right? I mean, it does. I mean, you involve yourself in church all the time, and those things, it's going to make a difference in your life, or if you involve yourself in worldly things. In other words, if our minds are set on the things of the Spirit, we will indeed discover a lot of things characterized by peace in our minds. You know, if our minds are set on the flesh, we will experience hostility towards God. And that's Romans chapter 8, 6 and 8 says that. The mindset of the flesh is death because it is against God. An unconverted person, an unconverted sinner is actually in rebellion against God. They're in rebellion against God. And in activity, you know, they're active, in other words, they're in active hostility to basically to their own soul. And the fleshly minds are not subject to the law. They want their own will, not God's will. You know, so there are two categories to this of the people of the world. Those who are of the flesh and those who are of the Spirit. And that's what Paul's saying. There's those who are of the flesh and those who are of the Spirit. And those are the two categories. So, you know, if we want to say, where do I put myself in that? Where do you put yourself in that? Are you a person of the flesh or a person of the Spirit? I would hope that if you're a believer, if you're here tonight and you're a believer, that you're not of the flesh, you're of the Spirit. Your focus, your mind is set on the things of God and that, and not focused on the things of the world. And I know this world draws us. That's what Satan does. Satan draws you. He tempts you. He pulls you away from the things of God. He doesn't want you to have your mind set on God. He doesn't want you to live and walk in the Spirit. He doesn't like that because he knows that he can't touch you. He can't do anything with you as long as you're walking in the Spirit. Because God is in control and God protects you. You know, he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll take care of you. I'll fight your battles for you, is what he says. I'll take care of you as long as you're walking in my ways. When we're not walking his ways, that's when we start to become unprotected. And that ways we can become tempted and we can fall to those temptations. So those two categories, we're either in the Spirit or we're not in the Spirit. You know, the two patterns, basically it becomes a pattern in our life like I talked about this morning. It's a difference in mentalities, you know, an outlook on life, which leads to two patterns of conduct. And it results in either a state of death or a state of life. We're either dead in the flesh, we're either dead in the Spirit, or we're alive in the Spirit, right, with Christ. And so we're either one or the other. And so one of them brings us to, you know, the unsaved person is basically a spiritual corpse. Is what he is. He's a spiritual corpse. There is no life in them. And Ephesians 2, 1 and 7 talks about that. He neither wants nor can he live a godly or righteous life because his nature and resources are not godly and righteous. His focus is on the world and on the flesh. So he cannot be righteous. He is not motivated nor empowered by God. You know, we need to remember, even believers cannot bear fruit apart from Christ. Think about that. Because the Scripture says this, the branches can only bear fruit when they abide in the vine. Think about that. So even believers cannot be a productive person if they're not walking in the Spirit, if their focus is not there. What we are governed... what we are governed governs is how we think, and how we think governs how we behave, and how we behave governs the outcome of our lives. In other words, death or life. It's either one or the other. This is the significance of our mindset. We are our mind set on, again, our minds are set on the fleshly things or the worldly things, or our mind is set on the things from above. And so it's about our mind. And that's what determines the outcome of our life. And it a lot of times determines the outcome of the peace that we have, the hope that we have in our life. When we go through hard things in our life, if our mind is set on the things of above, it really doesn't matter. Paul talked about that. Really doesn't matter what our fleshly body goes through. This earthly vessel that we go through, it can be dying, it can be going through terrible things, but if our mind is set on the things of above, God puts that hope, that peace, that love, that he takes care of you in that manner. And so you don't worry about those things because your mind is set on the things of above, and you know that one of these days, if you die, you're going to heaven. So it's a win, right? I mean, for us, that's something to look forward to. And so if our minds are set in the right place, then we don't concern ourselves about that. Does that make sense? Am I making sense tonight? So the flesh is the tendency that everyone feels to be pulled towards sin and self. It is the inclination to sin that every human being experiences. It is the downward pull that every descendant of Adam faces. And it talks about that Romans 5 and 12 and 21. And you can only be overcome by the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's like I talked about this morning. The Holy Spirit, without the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, without walking in the Spirit, without the Spirit being in control of our lives, we cannot overcome the world. We cannot. We have to have the Holy Spirit to empower us and pull us away and put our mindset in the right direction. You know, in every believer, we should be interested in the things of the Spirit. Every believer, that should be our interest. We should be compelled. We should be, desires should be in the things of the Spirit. We should want that. We should want to read our Bibles. I'm just being honest here. We should want to read our Bibles. We should want to pray. We should want to praise and worship. It should be part of our life. It's not that we're command. It's not that, you know, I can't make you guys do that. I mean, it's not for me. I mean, I lead worship and I preach, you know, and I can admonish you guys for that, or I can encourage you, you know, spur you along for that. And as we should do each other, we should encourage and spur each other along. And like I said this morning, not out of judgment, but out of love. Because we want no one to fail. We want everybody to be successful in their walk with Christ. I want everybody's mind to be set on the things of above. So these encouragements, and that's what Paul was saying. Listen, we've got to set our minds on the things of above. This desire comes when you allow the Holy Spirit to take control of your life, then you're going to want to do what's right. You know, it doesn't make us perfect people. And he knows that. That's why we need the Holy Spirit in our life. We have to be focused on the Holy Spirit, because we know without the Holy Spirit, as soon as I take my eyes off him, as soon as I take my eyes off the Holy Spirit, that's when the world starts drawing me back into the things, drawing me back in the wrong direction. And I go back to the old things I used to do. Amen? Come on.
Amen.
You start going backwards. And so Paul is saying he knows that. And Paul's telling the church, he's telling believers, keep your mind set on the things of above so that you don't get drawn away and pulled away. And so you know, it to me, what the Spirit does is our absorbing interest. It is a delighted. It's delighted in what the Spirit does whenever the Spirit chooses to move. I like that right there. It's an ongoing. It's an ongoing, constant communion, I would say, use that word, with God. We're always in communion with God when our mind is set on the things of above. We're always in communion. When I said that this morning, when we're working, no matter what we're doing, we're in communion with God. Our mind is set on those things. And we're in prayer sometimes, all the time. It says pray without ceasing. How do you do that? Your mind is set on the things of above. You're in prayer all the time. In a sense, you're always talking to God. You know, you're always saying, Lord, help me. Or help this person or help that person. And we can be busy doing whatever we're doing. We're still, our mind just seems to go that direction. And we're talking to God all the time. We're in communion with Him. How many does that? How many understands what I'm saying? You will work and pray at the same time. Sometimes at night, you lay and pray. I say that too. You know, when you can't sleep. I've been there. You know, when you just can't go to sleep at night and you end up either laying in a recliner or laying on the couch or sometimes even in bed and you just lay and you pray. And it just seems like this ongoing communication with God. And those are special moments. You know, we can't it involves a commitment. In the deepest recesses of our being, is what, and Matthew talks a little bit about that. It's something that just, it's a commitment that we make. We have to focus our life on our minds on God. We have to focus that, and that takes an effort. Just like this morning, I talked about walking. It takes an effort to walk. And so it also takes an effort for us to set our minds on the things of the Lord. Because we always fight this spiritual battle. Paul says, you know, your battle is not against flesh and blood. We shouldn't fight against each other because we have a spiritual battle to fight. And that spiritual battle is really where our struggle is. It's about fighting against the world and fighting against the flesh. And that's the only way that we can win that battle is putting our minds set on the Holy Spirit. The mindset on the Holy Spirit is not just about what we do in a moment of temptation. It is about reorienting our thoughts, your desires, and your motivation so that the Spirit-oriented focus becomes the established pattern in your life. And so that mind of always focusing, anytime we find a temptation, it's just get rid of it automatically. It becomes, and the more we pattern our lives towards walking in the Spirit and living in the Spirit, setting our minds on the Spirit, that becomes easier and easier and easier and easier. You know, and we don't struggle as hard because as soon as a thought comes into our mind, we just reject it automatically. It becomes something that just we reject it automatically. We don't take it in and think about it for a while and let it start to grow and become a stronghold. We've got to get rid of it. We've got to train our thoughts so that they stay focused on the things that produces such things as the fruits of the Spirit, such as love, joy, and peace, and patience, and kindness, and goodness, and faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. And I can preach a whole message on just that, the fruits of the Spirit. Because we struggle with, why are those there, those fruits of the Spirit? Because we know if we don't have those, the fruits of the Spirit is when we have our mindset on the Spirit, when we're walking in the Spirit. You get what I'm saying? Then those things, we can have love and we can have joy and we can have peace and we can have patience and we can have kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and a lot of those and self-control. That's probably a big one. You know, and those are all, they take effort. But when we live by the Spirit, when we have the Holy Spirit in control, that makes that life easier that way. Because this is what the Holy Spirit produces. It's not what our nature produces, because our nature will produce sin. But through the life of the Holy Spirit, we can have joy and patience and kindness. I love that. We can get rid of, we can escape the fleshly side of things, you know, is what we were talking about, is jealousy and envy and anger and sensuality and immorality and idolatry. Galatians 5:19 talks about all of those. Paul addresses all that. But you have been called, as Paul says, to take every thought. Now think about this, is what Paul says. He says, but you have been called, as Paul, to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. You have been called to do that. In our daily life, this means that we have to talk to God throughout the day. And we have to let our thoughts dwell on things that are true and honorable and pure and just and lovely and commendable and excellent and praiseworthy. And, you know, our activities, the things that we do, you know, is a result of this as well. We have to reject wrong thoughts and wrong things. And we are not, you know, it shouldn't be up for negotiation. It should be that way in your life. When something comes in, you know is wrong. When something comes and tempts you that you know is wrong, it shouldn't even be negotiable. It should be no. It should be automatically reject. And but that's what the life in the Spirit. That's what we, when we set our minds toward Him, we come to that place. And there's a lot of people that look at living holiness or living a holy life as impossible. Well, the Scripture doesn't teach us that. The Scripture teaches us that life in the Spirit leads to that holy life. And when we have our minds set on Him, and when we're walking in the Spirit, then that leads to holiness. And that's the only way we can live a holy life is when we're walking in the Spirit. Because that Spirit produces holiness. And like I said this morning, we are holy because He is holy. And when we're walking in Him, it makes us holy. When we're not walking in Him, we're not so holy. I want to be praiseworthy all the time. I like that. I want to be praiseworthy all the time. I love to praise. I love to praise and worship. I love to stand. I don't know. I just get caught up in it. And it's hard to explain sometimes, you know, for people. I talked to Marva about that, right? I mean, it's hard to explain it, isn't it, Marva? But when you're caught up in the Spirit, it's a moment that you're in communion with God. It is a beautiful moment you know, I just love those times. I just love those times. But I can't have those times and never will have those times unless my mind is set in the right place and in the right direction. Amen. When your mind is set in the Spirit, right? When your mind is set on those things, and I've read in Daniel, when Daniel got caught up in the Spirit, you know, and he didn't even know where he was at, you know. And in John, he says he was in the Spirit when Jesus spoke to him in Revelation. And he recognized Jesus' voice because John knew Jesus. He was with him. He knew John's voice. He recognized it. I think it's wonderful. He was in the Spirit. He said he's on the island of Patmos, and he said he was in the Spirit. I love those times, you know. You know, it's not something that's easy. And we've got to work at it, you know. We've got to work at eliminating things in our life that causes us to go a different direction. Those things in our life that we know that takes us away from walking in the Spirit or that leads us away from the having the right mindset, because there is so many temptations. There are so many things that seem innocent even that can pull us away. And I even said that. I like watching old hot rod car shows and stuff like that. You know, but I can get my mind too focused on those things and it pulls me away from the things that I need to be focused on. And we're all like that. There's things in our life that are really nothing wrong with watching old hot rod shows, right? Nothing really wrong with that. Nothing wrong with working on old guns and shooting old guns. And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with going to flea markets and yard sales and things like that. There's all kinds of things we like to do, right? But when we let it absorb our lives, when we let it take us away from our focus, our walk with Christ, is when it becomes an issue. Now, you know, those are just little things, but I'm talking about other things too. The type of shows that we watch on television, the type of places that we go to, the type of literature that we read. There's a lot of people that struggle with those things. Pornography is one of the big things. It's a major ordeal in America today. And it's a major struggle for a lot of people. And no matter what, I mean, you can't hardly, you got to really watch it, even on your cell phone, even in Facebook, even there's always pop-ups that come along. And there's some things that, you know, you're like, really? You know, I don't need to see that stuff. I don't need to see that because it can become a temptation and it can draw you away from walking in the Spirit. And it's easily, that sin that Paul talks, says that sin that so entangles you is the words that he used. You know, so it is a struggle for all of us. Or Paul wouldn't have said it like he did. You know, he said it in a way that he understood. You know, it wasn't like, well, you guys that have problems with that, or you guys that do this. No, he said, the sin that so entangles us is what he says. You know, because he knew that if he, and that's why he used the words like, I die daily. I have to put off the old man. I have to, you know, die out, you know. He uses words like that because he knows that if he doesn't do that, if he doesn't do that every day, that it's going to lead him away from his focus on what his calling was. And so turn your ears and eyes from the things of this world. This song, you remember the song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, Look Full in His Wonderful Face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. That's what that song is written about. You know, I love that song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. That's a beautiful song. And that's exactly what the writer was getting at. We have to keep our eyes on Him every day. Focused on Him every day. And it takes an effort. So put your minds on Jesus. Put your minds on Jesus. Focus on Him. Focus on Him. Walk in the Spirit. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your Word, Lord. I hope that we've learned and I hope that I've spoken it correctly tonight, Lord. Lord, I just pray that when we leave here today that we don't leave You behind. We take You with us everywhere we go. Lord, let us set our minds on the things of above. Let us be absorbed into You, Lord. Let us take it all in and let us live and walk in the Spirit. Let Your Holy Spirit be in complete control, Lord, of our lives. Lord, just let us leave here and be great witnesses for You no matter where we go. Let the world see You in us. Lord, I praise You. I thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.